This is an NITV radio podcast. For the full program, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio.
And you are listening to NITV Radio. I'm Kirsten Lindsay, and I have with me on the line Ryan Little from NITV. Hi, Ryan. Can you let everyone know what was happening down there at the park today?
Yeah, well, essentially it was a rally in Hyde Park with a march down to New South Wales Parliament House with the friends and family of Eric James Whittaker, who passed away in controversial circumstances while still in custody. Now, they marched to the steps of Parliament House, basically calling for justice and calling for an explanation, because they say so far the details that they've been given about their relation's death have been vague at best.
Okay, so from there, what's the next stage in the process? I mean, can you talk about that regarding any legal support?
Yeah, look, we received a letter from Corrective Services New South Wales, who said the death was under investigation and it's being investigated by New South Wales Police and Corrective Services. They're not treating the death as suspicious, and they are preparing a report for the coroner. However, I think in between that, there has been conflicting reports from the family saying that they've been given a few different versions from Corrective Services and Police New South Wales as to the circumstances surrounding the death.
Okay, so previously when other people have passed away in custody in New South Wales, there was a call after a woman passed away over the last couple of years where they were having notifications. Like, were his family notified? Do you know about him not being well or actually being sent to hospital at the time?
No, I think it sounds like the family have pretty much found out after the fact, and it's supposedly happened in a fall within the prison itself. And he was only in custody for around 5 days, and the last 2 days he was actually in custody in hospital and in a coma after a few failed resuscitation attempts. I think of particular note was the fact that he was actually shackled to the bed as well. So really quite disturbing circumstances, I think.
Yeah. And so just without going into too much detail, was he sentenced or was he on remand?
It sounded like he was sentenced, but he'd only been there, like I said, for a few days. Mm. And I'm not sure within that time whether the notification system had alerted authorities that he was an Indigenous man in custody. And I think, according to the doctor, the circumstances are still unclear, but he'd suffered a fall, apparently, and had bleeding from the top of his skull. They're not sure if it was an aneurysm, but, certainly up near at this stage.
So who was at the rally today?
Oh, I actually talked to a family member of Mr. Whittaker, his auntie Diane Whittaker, who also shed some light on the type of character that he was and said that he was a really loving and kind man and loved to be around his family and stuff like that. But also we heard from Rahul Bharti, who's a social justice campaigner, and Ken Canning as well, who's also a social justice campaigner. And he said it's essentially not good enough. You know, we had a chat, him and I, you know, we see each other at the rallies quite often. And he's been doing this 30 years. And he says the narrative is essentially the same. And I asked him whether, you know, we'll still be doing this in 30 years. And he's worried that that will be the case if things don't change soon.
Yeah, because there's obviously there's been a concern where there hasn't been in the past anyone that's actually been charged over any death in custody, whether this is around that circumstance, but also the issue of corrections staff, investigating corrections staff and, you know, needing an independent body to actually make those investigations. Was there any discussion around that at all?
He was very adamant about the fact that you actually need Indigenous people involved with any kind of investigations like that, or if there is going to be, you know, a royal commission or an inquiry, and that they should have Indigenous voices, because if no one has faced any type of ramifications or staff being stood down or civil action taken further, then surely something needs to be changed. I mean, there's been hundreds of Aboriginal deaths since 1988 with the Royal Commission into Aboriginal deaths in custody, and For Mr. Canning, he says, you know, more needs to be done.
Yeah, well, I'm very sorry to hear this. Ryan Little, thank you so much for joining NITV Radio. Thanks for being available today.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
This was an NITV Radio podcast. For more, visit sbs.com.au/NITV Radio or download the SBS Radio app.